Myra, M-A-Y-R, A. Miglionico, M-I-G-L-I-O-N-I-C-O. Date of birth is 10-3-7. Data services 12213. Current medications, Valium 5 milligrams BID, Nexium 20 milligrams BID, Furoset 2 per day, Utsac, EUXAC 30 milligrams TID, Plaquenil 200 milligrams TID, Zofran 8 milligrams Q6 hours, PRN nausea, Ponaris, PONARIS, nasal emollient, which has been helpful in preventing sinusitis, OxyContin 40 milligrams TID, Percocet 10-325, 2 Q4 to 6 hours, PRN chronic pain, Soma 350 BID, Lexapro 20 milligrams daily, Remeron question dosage daily, Pravacol 20 milligrams QD. New paragraph, she reports that she has lost her job at Hanover as a nurse case manager. She is on long-term disability, which gives her the same salary. She's considering applying for Social Security disability. Her benefits, including medical, will be continued for the next 2 years. At that time, her husband will be forced to take out a plan that will cover him and their two children, who will still be under age 26, and she knows this will roughly cost about $1,400 per month. She's hoping that she'll be able to pick up a part-time job in maybe another insurance company if she goes on to Social Security disability, about 20 hours per week, and is considering Unum, UNUM, Provident, Provident, where she had worked prior to her job at Fallon Clinic. In the paragraph, she notes that her diffuse body pain is clearly aggravated by dairy products. She loves cheese. She's been advised to cut down on processed foods, including deli meat. She has an appointment next week with an MGH allergist to further help with her food choices. New paragraph, she's had a bad month regarding migraine headaches set off by poor food choices, increase in stresses, including job, and perhaps bright sunshine. New paragraph, she has a history of Sjogren's disease. Her chiropractor thinks she may have lupus. She does have a positive ANA, but her symptoms haven't evolved into a true lupus. New paragraph, she's had some right buttocks discomfort since the fall there about 10 years ago. Occasionally she'll get pain in the area where she felt that radiates down her leg. She had a recent LS MRI that showed a possible neuroma at one level. An MRI with gadolinium will be checked. She's not tender at the buttocks area. Straight leg raising is negative, but she's sore all over with the maneuver. She notes that she can't sit on a hard surface for a long period of time due to this persistent discomfort. We will check an EMGs if there's a damaged nerve. She might be amenable to pain clinic referral for an injection. New paragraph, otherwise her feet hurt, especially around her joints, as well as other areas. She's considering contemplating yoga to see if it will help. New paragraph, finally, she notes that she has some dysphagia. She may choke in certain foods, or at least feel as if she's choking. There may be some disordered swallowing. She declines at least a present barium swallow and a modified barium swallow. New paragraph, blood pressure 122 over 82, pulse 84, weight down 3 pounds at 202. Lungs clear, heart regular rhythm, there's no edema. 2 months follow-up, 30 minutes. New paragraph, note intolerances or allergies to codeine, flexural morphine, Vicodin, and Rhinocort.